Sheriff says, what's up? This is your boy, Sheriff. Let's get it.
What's up, what's up, what's up, what's up? Let's start this off by saying, Andrew Yang built his whole campaign on my stolen idea, then quits the election when he realizes that he just can't compete. With me. Also, Trump is finessing the coronavirus situation. Did you see that ugly mug on TV? Damn! He looks like a whole swarm of mosquitoes bit his face all up, and he couldn't stop picking at the damn thing. There's actually a coronavirus task force now, here to fight an invisible enemy. Trump has even sided with Gavin Newsom to work this thing on out. Because the dumb son of a bitch can't control me. Bet. Help me look good, Donald. Signed, Gavin. I tell Trump not to negotiate with terrorists, but I often forget that the son of a bitch is a terrorist himself. Seriously, this incumbent dumbass actually called the coronavirus an invisible enemy. Like he has no idea that Bill Gates created COVID-19. Fucking sad. You a sick little dude, Donnie. Speaking of sick little dude, who's that creeper that named their coronavirus treatment facilities my initials, CBT? Also, why use a guy with a Jewish accent and expect us to even trust him? What is this, some kind of joke? You're all up on stage laughing, you fucking clowns. Trump just admitted that he's directly to blame for this lockdown, which is crashing the stock market so he can put option trade in order to line all their own pockets. And that's millions and billions of dollars, I want you to know, by the way. But meanwhile, they cut everyone a measly $1,000 check. That's right, just $1,000, folks. That's all you get. Everybody else gets to profit major, but you and I and all of us, we only get $1,000. That's it. I mean, hey, we're lucky to be getting something, right? But for real, in comparison, they're getting the lion's share while we get the crumbs. How does that make you feel? Like, seriously, get the fuck out of here. When this is all said and done, and you fully understand the truth about what's going on, you're going to hate that man with every fiber of your being. I mean, he's been terrorizing school children everywhere with mass shootings. Whatever he can get his grubby hands on in order to try to change the world to suit his agenda. Not your freedoms, his agenda. Not your freedoms. Remember that. Bloomberg and the gang with their Big Pharma and Big Tobacco alliance. I mean, this game gets no filthier than this, folks. And this is not to piss you off or bring you down. This is just to inform you of the fuckery we got going on in today's society we call politics. This is not opinion, folks. These is correlated facts. Speaking of facts, Bill Gates also threw $100 million at this little thing they call in the coronavirus, too. Trying to shut the damn thing up, I'm sure. Go on and pay your buckets of money to make this whole fiasco you done started and have been planning for the last 40 years stop from sinking your Titanic. Go ahead, throw all that money at it. Why don't you just go for broke on this? I'd love to see you go for broke. Start over from scratch, Bill Gates. You're gonna have to eventually. If you ever get out of jail. You know, lots of people threw money at this virus. As a matter of fact, everybody can throw millions and billions and trillions of dollars at an invisible enemy, but can't invest a single dollar into fixing the roads across the United States? Are you fucking kidding me? That means that lots of people are being extorted right now. This is a political extortion machine like we've never ever seen before, people. And you thought storming Area 51 was something to laugh at? Lots of people are trying to extort me right now for crying out loud. Are you kidding me? I just call their bluff because I'm tired of it. Acting like they're the first ones to try something like this.